We are Masechet Gittin Daf Samach Zayin, and we start at the bottom of Samach Vav. And this year is being broadcast from Netanya, the beachfront, Baruch Hashem, beautiful scenery. And Lilui Nishmat David Ben Yehuda. David Yehuda, he's 22nd year old. There's Jocelyn Isaacs and Mesha's wife, Jocelyn's father, Dennis David Den. Should be Ilui for his neshama. Okay, so we carried on over here. We're discussing Rabbi Yossi. So we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi had a slight different opinion to Rabbi Akiva. Remember? Rabbi Yossi said that Nomnu l'shaliach, that Bekavish afilu amal l'beit n'agarosh v'shalayim tnu get l'ishti shilam nu v'chlu v'idnu. That Rabbi Yossi says, you always go, that when you say to the guy, right, you mean right. He's got to go and write the get, not to hand over to the shaliach. And then we thought, maybe Rabbi Yossi could say, maybe Imru. They would agree that if the guy said kitvu, they didn't actually mean to write it, but he meant just tell someone else to write it. That's what we discussed over here. That is it something is midi lemimshon shaliach? Is it something of substance? If you give a message like that, can you change it? Is it given to the shaliach only? Can he give it to somebody else? Imru. Now I'm two lines from the bottom of the end of the amud, the second last line of Samach Vav Amud Beh. If you think that Rabbi Yossi says that you can, if we do say imru, in other words, imru meaning that when you tell somebody to do something, you don't mind that he goes and tells somebody else to do something. So if that's the case, nafik minachur, but you could have a destruction coming out of it. Why? Because the zimnin, and what happened, amalehu, that the husband says to two guys, amalehu l'shnayim, says to two guys, hold on. Right, says imru l'sofer v'yichtov. So he says to them, you guys tell the sofer to write the get from his wife. Right, imru l'sofer v'yichtov. And two other guys should become aided. And now what we're concerned of, so let's listen carefully. The instruction of the sofer was, right, the instruction of the husband was, sorry, these guys should find a sofer and they should appoint aidim. Or they should be the aidim themselves, sorry. And they should sign. Now, mishum kisufer the sofer. What does it mean, mishum kisufer the sofer? They're a little bit concerned. They're sensitive to the sofer's sensibilities. And so we're going to embarrass the sofer. He's going to write, and we're not going to let him sign, right? Chai shei umachte meichad meinich sadeh v'sofer ba'adayu. And then they get enough saying, like, what else will be the aid? Will be the sofer with us? He'll also be an aid. V'ba'alu amarachi. But that's not what the husband said. So that's how could Rabbi Yossi wouldn't agree to something like that? What do you mean imru? If Rabbi Yossi said imru, there's a big problem because you might end up out of trying to be a nice guy, creating a situation where the get you gave wasn't a kosher get because he appointed the two of you as aid, not the sofer as an aid. You think, how can we not ask the sofer to give the sofer a kavod? Did he must have signed? So I don't understand. But Kevin Dama Mar Kasher. Velotak Kevin Dama Mar Kasher. So he says over here, but didn't we see already later, we'll see it later on, that Amar Mar, we'll see just now, later on in the Gemara, he says kosher. However, he said, the Lord Tasa can be shown, you shouldn't publicize it, but it's certainly kosher. What's your problem? Right? So he says, no, lo shachiach. It was not shachiach, and therefore, look at Rashi, yeah? Kevan Amar Mar, lekam b'shmaitin, ga be'am le'sofer, v'yichtuv le'prani, v'prani, v'chub kasher haget, אבל לא תעשה. He said, אבל לא שכיחה, ילכך לא גזרינה. He says, no, you're right. But because it's not שכיח, I mean, we weren't גוזר. So you're right, you shouldn't do it, but they weren't גוזר, and therefore they would still do it. So he says, then he says, ולכו שדיל מהם עליהו לבית תראי, אמרו לסופר ויכתבו ואתם חתומו, ואז ינח משום כסופר לסופר, ומחתם אלה וסופר, אבל את מעלו, פעל המחק, בעצם יש פיטינג תקו בג'סדה. So he says, אמרי, הנה מקשר, ולא תעשה, you're right. It's just not קשר, but not תעשה. So basically, still, we don't understand. What's your problem? It's not a problem. It should be a kosher, a kosher get. So it's almost like a zani, chalman, a kosher, v'lo ta'aseh. That works out well according to the side of the opinion that says kosher, v'lo ta'aseh, and you shouldn't do it. But it's kosher, but just don't do it. And l'man da'amir v'kosher v'ta'aseh, my kelim. What about the side who says, even you can do it, l'chadchila, what's the problem? So what's the ela? Rabbi Yossi tarte amar. Says bottom line, the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Ela Rabbi Yossi tarte amar b'chula. Ela vada Rabbi Yossi tarte amar. Nifsule ben shamar l'shlosh tnu. Ben shamar imru l'prani v'yichtu l'prani v'prani v'yichtu l'pasu. V'henech amorai da amar l'kam antas v'lo ta'asa. Rabbi Meir pliga. Rabbi Yossi pasul legarme. He said, no, that's not Rabbi Yossi. At the best, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi seems to say that both are asur. Not, you can't do it, not kosher, and if you do it, not kosher. Vetad Rav Chisda Dahadik Tani Chatam Sofer Kasher, Rabbi Yossi, he delayed in Micha Shem Shaliach Tziva Veloba. He says, in this case we brought earlier on, where we actually haven't got it yet, so we're going to see it just now, where a case we're going to see coming up, where he said that the Sofer Kensan, that wasn't Rabbi Yossi. Even if it was Rabbi Yossi, then he says over here, then what was that about? It wasn't that the husband said to the Shaliach that, look at Rashi, said, Ha, Dekani Chatam Sofer Kasher, Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi had the Sofer Kensan, Deleke Lemecha Shem Shaliach Tziva Veloba. We don't have to worry there was the Shaliach, not the husband. There was actually the husband who said to the Sofer you could sign. So Rabbi Yossi never ever said that would be kosher. So it can't be. And Shmuel's the one who says that he holds like Rabbi Yossi on one. Look at Rashi, Shmuel, the Amar Le'el, Hadavar Tzarich Talmud. Remember, Shmuel himself wasn't sure about, remember? He said, we need answers. We're not sure what the story is. Dikat Vuktov, if it's just his handwriting, his signature, or he has to write the whole get. Right? Nasek Omer Amru V'kasher. Savlak Rabbi Yossi B'chale. He held like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, Echad Elo Amar Amru. The Aruch Bilak Rabbi Yossi, where we never said that he says Imru. Upligi Aleh, and he argues with him where he says Omer Imru. And then the Gemara says, "Yeah, because Savra Kavat Hebechad Pligi Blechad." In other words, if Rabbi, he holds up Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "We don't say Imru in case where wouldn't allow the husband to say something, and we understand the husband meant go and tell somebody. But if he did tell somebody to do it, then he would say it's okay." Okay, so now the Gemara brings that on its own. It says, "Gufa, Amar Shmuel Amar Halachak Rabbi Yossi. What Lach Rabbi Yossi? Amar Mili Lo Mimshen LeShaliach. What Rabbi Yossi say?" Rabbi Yossi said that you can't transfer this instruction to a shaliach. In other words, if you are given instruction to write the get, you've got to write the get, you can't go and employ a sofer. Which is basically what Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah. So now, Amar Lefanav, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, Rabbi Shimon Barebi says as follows, Me'achar Shavi Meir, says to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Lefanav, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, I think he says this here in front of... In fact, there's a Svar Acher, the Masorah Shas has got Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi. Ramal for Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi. The Miachash Rabbi Meir v'Chanina. Maybe he's saying it to his father, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir v'Chanina ish ono chokin Rabbi Yossi. Ma ra'a Rabbi lomar l'chak Rabbi Yossi. So yeah, it makes more sense, Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi. He said to his father. Right, it actually says, Amar lefanav Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi. It's probably saying to Rabbi. He says, if you, or not even to Rebbe, I don't know who he's saying it to be honest, because we didn't see a Rebbe earlier on. Who's he saying this to? Yeah, maybe he did say it to his father, I don't know. So, Balef Rabbi Shimon by Rebbe to his father. Nachash Rebbe, Merv Chanin Ish Ono Choki Rabbi Yossi, Mara A Rebbe Lomar Chak Rabbi Yossi. Why do you say that to Rebbe? She says, Amar Lo Shtok Beni Shtok. How's that for an answer? He says, my son, quiet, shh, don't talk like that. Lo ra'ite Rabbi Yossi. You've never seen Rabbi Yossi. He says, il malei ra'ito. If you had seen him, you would have known nimuko imo. That's a very, very important klein halacha. We pass kan locha lemaase, right? Rabbi Yossi always, halacha, Rabbi Yossi mechaverav. Rabbi Akiva is just Rabbi Akiva mechavero. If Rabbi Akiva is in a machloket, it's Rabbi Shmuel, so most of the machloket like Rabbi Akiva. But if he's with lots of chachamim, we don't say that. Rabbi Yossi halacha, like Rabbi Yossi always. Could we say nimuko imo? What do you mean nimuko imo? And nimuk is his explanation, right? His rationalization, his reason why he says what he says is always correct. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, imo. Says Perusho Imo, his explanation. La Taitam Lochol Dvarav, Shama Yashevet Dvarav. He could put things across it very, very clearly. The Mishnah Shasa over here, it says in Eruvin Nun Aleph Amun Aleph, there Rashi says, Nimuko Davar Yashar Kekav Amishkolot. It's as straight as a die, as we'd say today. Okay? The Tanya. Now the Gemara is going to quote a beautiful Gemara. You've got to write this down. Really, you've got to write this. This is an important source. Samach Zayin Masechet Gittin. But all these Tanai. You have to write this down. So like this, Isi ben Yehuda Yamoneh Shivchan Shechachamim. Isi ben Yehuda would give each one of these Tanaim, he'd sort of like rank them or rate them or give explanations about them. Rabbi Meir is a Chacham the Sofer. Rabbi Meir is a Chacham and is a wise guy. Where does he get that from? Rashi says, Kamir Masechet Sota, Amarti lo Lavlar Ani. Rabbi Meir called himself a Lavlar, he said, I'm a scribe. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham lekeshe Yirtze. What do you mean when he wants to be wise, he can be wise? When he wanted, so maybe he had a bit of a, maybe he was a bit of a eccentric sort of guy, and he could occasionally jump around and get excited. But when he was serious and he was learning, nothing to touch him. Rabbi Tarfon gal shel egozin. Rabbi Tarfon was like a mound of egozin, like nuts. What does it mean, a gal of egozin? Look at Rashi. Fresh ba'avot Rabbi Natan, in the Midrash there, he says, ma gal, so what does it mean, gal? He says, adam no telechat behen, vahem nikbetzof and noflot zoazul kulat. If you get a big pile of nuts, you put out one of them, the whole pile comes tumbling down. He says, Kach Rabbi Tarfon, ba tamid v'shalu davar, if someone can ask him a question. He brought in the whole bank chute that if one of them was out, the whole thing would fall down. In other words, his answer was made up of everything that there was in Drasha Baal Peh. Then we've got Rabbi Ishmael, Chanut Meyuzenet. What does it mean, Chanut Meyuzenet? Rashi says, batamid. His wine, like a shop. He says his wine was always ready. If you go to a shop, they ask for the green grocer for something. He says, hold on, I'll get it for you. But Rabbi Shmuel, there's no such thing as hold on, I'll get it for you. As you wanted it, there was on tap. Everything was absolutely orderly. He knew everything. He could speak in an encyclopedic type of way. Rabbi Akiva was Otsar Balum. What's Otsar Balum? Rashi says, "Yeah, kach mashmir avot Rabbi Natan." Rabbi Akiva dome la anish natal kupatov yatzar esadeh. Rabbi Akiva was compared to a poor person who taken his basket went into the field. Matzah sorim katzah. He saw the barley, he harvested it, and he put it into his basket. Matzah chitin, he found flat wheat, he put it into his basket. The beans, adashim, whatever lentils, and he got home. Birer komin v'min la'atzvon. Then he would make order. Rabbi Akiva just absorbed and absorbed and absorbed everything as it came, and then he would make order afterwards. Kach Rabbi Akiva, keshlamad, Rabotav, he learned from his rabbis, shamad v'amikram Rabotav, acharav l'achav, acharav midrash, he learned pasuk, and then kalacha, and then midrash, acharav agada, natan li borach, and then he would go over all of them, v'l'gorsan, remember them all, ad sheyush, until it was all basically order in his mouth, v'lo amar talmud mikra l'atzmo, midrash l'atzmo, aval keshenasach acham gadol. But when he got a big camera, he put everything into its categories and ordered it very nicely. And he told it himself to the Talmidim. He told it to himself. Like a closed storeroom. Full of shelves and partitions. Like a big box, you got cubicles, everything was cubicular, compartmentalized. That's what he says. Basically, there's in Rashi, in Loaz, he says, Klushia. He said, like Perush, Tevot Skurot. Rabbi Akiva knew the whole of Torah by compartment, definition, right? That's, I think, what the Rambam tried to do as well. The Rambam wrote his Mishnah Torah, put it into subjects. That's something that Rabbi Akiva would also have something like it, I think. Then he says over here, he carries on. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kupat HaRochlim. Now, what's the difference between Otsar, like a storm, like Rabbi Akiva, and Kupat Nochrim? So Rashi says over here, Mefresh Atam, in the Avot Rabbi Natan. He says, Maro Chel Shbali, when a merchant arrives in town, Sholim Menu Afar Samonim, have you got this type of oil? Have you got that type of oil, right? Omer, he says, yes. Platon, you got yes. Omer, he, Kinamon, you got cinnamon, he says, yes. Kach nishrach adam mishol dvar mikra meshivo. In Tzai Tzuth, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You ask me a question, in Chumash, give you an answer. In Gemara, give you an answer. In Midrash, give you an answer. V'chein in Agar, give you an answer. He says, v'ein shevach zil, he says, don't come with Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, his greatness was that he first learned it all like in a big mush. And then he went and isolated all. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, obviously it seems like it was always there from the start. Alright. Is that me on the phone? No. It's not me, eh? Okay. So that was Rabbi Yochanan, that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and then Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. He said also a kupat shel besavim. Very similar. He says that domeda kupat rochel similar to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, aval sharochel mitoch shumunato lekach. I'm not exactly sure the difference between the two. Yeah. Mishnat Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, this we've seen a couple of times. Right? Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, this is what we've seen also in Yevamot. So Rabbi Yezer says over here, Kav v'naki. Remember we said as well, Lochot Lachim, Kav v'naki. What does it mean, Kav v'naki? Limed arbei kashar, limed, lo limed arbei kashar chavei. He never taught a lot like his friends. Elamash or Meir ben Meir. He did say the Beit Midrash, naki was very clean and very precise. Whatever he says, he's always got the right answer. Rabbi Yossi, we've got here, and this is our story that we started with. Rabbi Yossi, what does he say over here? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Nimuko Imo. Okay, we saw already, Nimuko Imo. Then Rabbi Shimon, Tochen Harbe Umotzi Kima. What does it mean, Rabbi Shimon? Tochen Harbe Umotzi Rashi. She learned a ton, but in Mefarish Lane, but Motzi Kima, a little bit at a time. Ratan Mishkach Kima, Umashi Motzi Umotzi El Subin. This is he found, he forgot at Kima. What he lets go is only like the subin is the bran. In other words, he hangs on to everything that he's got. V'chena Rabbi Shimon Talmidav, Banai, Shanu Midotai, Shemidotai, Trumot, Mitrumot Midotav, Shavi Akiva. Basically, Rabbi Shimon related himself to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that was ended that little brighter over there of Isi Ben Yehuda. It's a great part, remember it, in Zgitin Samach Zayin. How do you remember Samach Zayin? I haven't got a clue. how do you remember that Samach Zayin? Samach Zayin, don't remember, I can't think of a way. Okay, good. Now Amar Shnayim. Now we go back to Asugya. Amar Shnayim, see the two people. Imru le sofer v'yichtov. Tell the sofer to write a thing. You got to go and be the Aidim. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Kasher. Here's what we see early on now. Amar Rav says Kasher, Rav Huna says Kasher. Amar Rav. Velo tasel b'shabbat, don't do it. So my Rav Nachman, Amar le Rav Nachman, Rav Ula, me'achar de kasher, Amar tzayin tzayin b'shabbat. If it's kosher, what's the problem? So he says to him, Amar lechashin Hashemah tiskor eidim. What are we worried about? This is the real problem. We're worried that the wife will go and hire eidim, and she'll say to the eidim, yeah, you go and write me a get. Right? And so the husband told me to write. So the husband told me to write the get, and she'll get a get. Right, so look at Rashi over here. Shema tiskor eidim lekach she yomru b'shaim baal al sof. The husband's name. They'll say the husband's name. They said, "Listen, you the sof. The husband asked us to get you to write the get, and we'd be the eidim." Right. So what is the mechashina? Is that a fact? You're worried about that. Hatanya eidim machatu masadei mekach va'get isha lo chashdu chachem nedavar ze. How they weren't worried about people falsifying things like that. One says, "You're right. Maase lo avdi." They wouldn't actually go and Aidi wouldn't do such a thing. Aval dibura kamre, but to say they will do, they wouldn't go write a false get, but to get the sofer to write, they might actually do it. Okay, so that is why I said to them. Amar l'shnayim, amar l'sofer yichtov v'achad v'atem chatomu. So the God says to people, tell the sofer to go and write, and then after you write, Rav Chista amar kashiv v'tasu, Rabbi Barchana amar kashiv v'tasu. Machlok ibn Amoraim, can see a couple of you. Rav Chista says no problem, but just don't do it. Rabbi Barchana says no problem, do it. Rav Nachman says don't do it. Rav Sheshet says, do it. Rabbi Amar Kashev Lotase. Rabbi says, don't do it. Rabbi Yosef Amar Kashev Tase. So this is the whole way, three on each side. Right? And the Gemara says, Ve'ikad apich leyu. And there's some change it around. Now Rashi says, we have apich apich leyu, Rabbi Rav Yosef, just the last one of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. I saw a note over here, I think it's the Ramban, who says that on all three, it's all changed around. Now obviously, that's going to affect how we pass in halacha, right? Because they're klalim. We're not going to go into it now. Okay, Amar La Sarah, now we've seen this Gemara plenty of times before, so the Mishnah as well. Should have 10 people right to get. Tara Banam, that kind of word is similar brighter. Amar La Sarah, right? Kit will get with Nulish, you're right, I'm going to give it to my wife. Echad Kotav Alei Kulam, then one person writes on behalf of all of them. Al Yedei Kulam. Gresh, what do you mean Echad Kotav Al Yedei Kulam? Bishvil Kulam, for all of them. Right, he says Kulchem Ktuvo, but he says to all of them, you write it. Then Echad Kotav B'Mahamad Kulam. Then they all write v'ma'amad kulam. And if you look at the Tosfot read over here, it says about im amar kuchem k'tuvu k'pidahai reshiratza levazota b'vnei kulam v'amar kotev v'chulam chotpim. Then he wants to actually embarrass them. They want all them to be there. It doesn't mean v'ma'amad. A couple of lines down in Tosfot read at the top there, he says v'ma'amad kulam perush v'askamat kulam shekulam yadu k'shichtov. Just have to get permission. They all have to be aware that he's writing. That's what he means over there, v'ma'amad kulam. Holichu yadi, she says, thanks get to my wife. Chad molich aday kulam, kuchem olichu. So he says, Chad molich aday kulam. If he said, kuchem, all of you take it to her, then Chad molich mamad, then with them all them being aware, like we explain again. The Gemara asks a question, Yibayilayu, mana otomahayu. What if he actually counted out the guys? Like Rashi says, oh yeah, first wide lines at the top of Rashi. Im lo amar kuchem. Never said all of you. But he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you five guys go. So now the question is, what happens if you just counted? Is it counting of their saying kulam or not? So Rav Huna amar mane eno kuchem. Rav Huna says, it's not like them saying kuchem. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan demin roma amar, mana is la kuchem. Is it if he said all of you? So amar papa, but look, Rav said, not machloket actually. Ha de mana kulu, ha de mana mektsatayu. The one is, if he counted all of them, there were 10 guys, he said, you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of you. Or there were 10 guys, he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what he was, that's the monarch. So Amri Laila Hagisav, Amri Laila Hagisav, Amri Laila Hagisav, Amri Laila Hagisav. Now, Itkin Rabbi Yulim get to the Kuchem, listen to this. Rabbi Yulim had a takana. He says, when a husband says, the Kuchem Ktuvo, then you write into the get. He says like this, O Kuchon, O Kochad Vechad Binaychu Chatumu, O Kochon, O Kochai Binaychu Ovilu, O Kochon, O Kochad Vechad Binaychu. He says like this, when it comes to writing, sorry, Ktuvo, signing, or he says, you write into the get that the husband said to us, for signing, for writing, all of you or some of you. For signing, all of you or some of you. For taking it, all of you or some of you. That's what you write in. And if you go to Rashi over here, because I remember, my mad driving person says in front of all the people, we're not sure whether he actually said to all of you, and if he wanted it to be, then the get would be a battle get. So it came to you, Kutvimbo Kachamalanu Poloni Kitvu. He said, this is what he said to us. And he said, sign, and we're not sure what it means. O Kuchon O Kochad Bin Nachon. Kochon Echad Bin Chodok, etc. Right, and that's what we do it. So we write into the get that it could allow us as well to not be all of us. Amar Rabbi says, Zidun, the guy is Leila Dibura. So Rabbi says, the problem with this is sometimes you chop up what he said. But Amar Kuchon, he said Kuchon, Velo Amar Kochod Min Nachon. You say that he said, all of you, actually, Velo Amar Kol Chad Minchon. Never said all of you, Kol Chad Minchon, all of you. Vat Leif shall come to be passing Ela Amar. Rabbi says, you write into the gate like this. Ktubo Kol Chad Minchon. Chatumu Kol Trey Minchon. Ovilu Kol Chad Minchon. So he say, write in, then he said, all of you should write it. Two of you could sign it, and one you could take it. And there's not a problem. And we saw all that. Adran Alach HaOmer. Adran Alach HaOmer. Adran Alach HaOmer. Okay, so now we're starting the seventh parak. Misha Achzo. And this is we're going to get into a lot of Agalitas over here. There's the famous Agalita over here, which we're going to see tomorrow. You know, of Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beit HaMikdash with, what's his name, that shade? Just slipped my mind now. Like the father of all the shadim. What was his name? Wow, I've forgotten his name. Ashmedai. Tomorrow we're going to come to the Sof Ashmedai. And we're starting off now with this Mishnah, but discussing shading. So, Misha Achzu Kordiakus. If you've been attacked by this Kordiakus, Rashi says, yeah, Kordiakus Shem Shida, it's a type of a spirit, Ashletet Kesheshote Yain Arbe Megito. This person gets drunk. But as you drink too much wine, this is the guy that overcomes you. Because Chamim called, I suppose, I'm not sure Chamim called getting drunk, being overtaken by a shed. But, or maybe when you are drunk, he's the shed that feeds on drunk people. I'm not 100% sure exactly how to explain it. Alright. If you look at Tosfot Rudav yesterday as well, Kordiakus u ruach ra'ah is this bad spirit. Ashorei al adam shirtei yani gito mibnei zeh lo amar klum shemeshuamam hu v'enu omed al da'ato v'mitchid al setu. Basically, he's the guy that gets you to say all stupid things. So if you've been drinking too much and you overtake him with a shed and you say to guys, write again for my wife, please, they ignore you. Lo amar klum. Okay, which is quite a good thing to know. And when a guy's drunk, you can ignore him. Amar kitvu get ishti v'achzu kodiakus, v'chazar amar lo tichtevedu, ein dvar v'achonim klum. If he first did give a get, and then he got drunk, and then said, don't give the get, right? And now when he sobered up, we ignore him. We listen to what he said originally. Nishtatek, v'amru lo nichtov get le'ishtecha. If he suddenly became nishtatek, doesn't know the shade anymore, but a person who suddenly became an ilem, like a mute from becoming sick. And ba'amru lo, and they said to him, nichtov get ishcha, atvaz, he was behaving in a way that made you think he wasn't happy with his wife. So you said, would you like us to give a get to your wife? But he rechin b'roshon, he nodded with his head. שהם בודקים אותו שלושה פעמים, אם אמר עליו, לב, על הן, הן, הרי אלו יכתבו ויתנו. Then you do a check on him, Rashtav, yeah, you ask him all other questions, not to do with the gate. You ask him three types of questions, and you see if he knows how to answer you yes, on when he meant to answer yes, or no, he's meant to answer yes, and then we know that he actually understands what you're saying, and you go and you write a gate for him. The word says, my kodiyukus, what is this kodiyukus you're speaking about? So I'm a Shmuel, the nachtei chamre chadata, the me'atzarta. So Shmuel says over here, that, look at Rashi, nashcho, klomar sheshatai menu v'yigishpo. So he says over here, this denachtei chamre chadata, this new wine, sharp wine, is bitten into him. Right? So he says, well, I understand, well, v'litni mishe nishcho yain chadash. Why did you say then someone was bitten, back, made drunk by new wine? Why go and say, kordiakus? The hakabashman, the harucha kordiakus shema. He says, no, you need important to know. And when this happens to you, it means you've been taken over by this kordiakus. So he says, the mainaf kamina. So what's the difference? He says, le kamia. I suppose a kamia, if you're going to, there's no Rashi over here, but a kamia is like having an amulet, right, which might prevent you from it. If you get drunk with the amulet, then you're safe. So if you're going to go on and out drinking, then you don't end up divorcing your wife, right, and get overtaken by the shed, then take an amulet. It says, master with that, what's the, how do we get healed by
the... The
specific spirit. So we're going to know these called kordiakus, okay? So my asute, how do we get, what's the healing? You know, asute means in Aramaic, asute means health. The hospitals that are called asute, that are the Maccabi, are named after this. Asute means health, right? So my asute, how does a guy become healthy out of the, what's the cure? It says bishra sumka. So he takes bishra sumka, what's bishra sumka? Like red meat. Agumre, puts it on coals, right? He barbecues it. Bechamre marka. Right? I think Rashi actually says, the sumka Rashi says kachush actually. He says like fatty meats. Rashi says, yeah, bishra sumka, like fatty meats. Agumra. Right? Bechamre marka. Rashi says, and mazug b'mayim harbe. And wine very highly diluted. Right? So Amr Abaya. Amr Li Aims. Now we know Abaya. We've seen this plenty of times with Abaya. Abaya was brought up, as we know, that Abaya was an orphan. He was brought up in Rabbi's house. And he had this woman who looked after him and brought him up. He called her Aim, but she wasn't his mother. She was like his foster mother. And she was a very worldly woman, and she had a lot of knowledge. And he quotes her throughout Shas. And he has a whole story over here where he, it's the same thing over here. He says, Amrali Aim, L'shem Shabbat Yoma. If you've been, now this is quite interesting because if you remember, we spoke in the Shir this morning that Robert Miskin, he had sunstroke for the last 2-3 days. So I said to him, look into my daf, you'll see the cure. Right? He says, I'm already am Lashimsha. Right? What's Lashimsha? So Lashimsha bat yom, if you got one day old, Rashi says, Yacholi she'achazom achmat chom bo b'yom. If on the day that you got sunstruck, right, what do you do? So the one day old, you take kuza de maya, right, you drink a cup of wine. Kuza, he has a course, a cup of water. But trey yom, if it's 2 days old sunstroke, then you take sikuri. What's sikuri? You go and hakazat dam bekeret. You go and you let blood. But klata yome, if it's 3 days old sunstroke, then you take again yome bishra sumka. You take this, klata yome bishra sumka, this fatty meat. Agmure, you roast it. The chamre marka, and you have this wine. So we saw here this chamre wine, you're right. You diluted the wine very much. And that's basically, this is over there, that same sickness over there. That you use to get rid of the kordiakus, you also use for three day old sunstroke. If you got l'shim shartika, like you've had it for quite a long time, it's really an older one, more than 1 day old, right? From a couple of days, Rashi says miyamim rabim. So then late tana gulta, uchmeti, you take like you get a black chicken, right? Velikra shtiv, you tear it up like in both directions. Then velina, then the Gemara says, "Velin lechay lemetziata." Then velin lechay over here, you see, you shave your head, shave the guy's head, the middle of his head, duration lemetziata duration, velig lechay, right, legalech, right from the word legalech, you shave lemetziata duration, the middle of his head. Velot veilavay, you put the chicken over there, this chicken that you take, this black chicken that you've cut up, put on his head, right. Venan chaylavei ad demi shachir. Even if it stinks, velinchot velaykum b'maya ad tzavar. And he goes into the water to his up to his neck. Ad dechalish al meilavei. Rabbi Rashi, until paglibo. So until he's starting to feel bad a little bit. Until ad dechalish al meilavei. I suppose he's getting weak. I suppose. Right then, velimod. Look at limod. Here Rashi says, yeah, yishot. He goes into the water like he dive swims. Velastic creative. Gets out and sits down. So like a bit of a plunge bath. And then you go and you sit on a deck chair and you relax for a little bit. If otherwise, if not, then you can eat leeks. The same thing, getting out the water. That's until your neck. If you're feeling a little bit tired or whatever, then go swim. So if you don't want to do this whole chicken story, you just eat leeks. Okay, so I'll let you decide which ones you prefer. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara compares. Now, we had over here, if you had a 3-day sunstroke, so we saw that his foster mother told him that you bring this this fatty meat and you roast it and you withdraw a lot of diluted wine, right? So you have another opinion. Leshimsha, Bishra, Sumka, Agur, Vachamra, Marka, right? So that's what we just saw now a moment ago. And the Tagla, if it's letalga from like the tafia becomes like the shin, right? So like shelig, shalga. But if it's very cold, if you got sick from the cold, look at Rashi over here. Rashi is letalga choli shachazovach matzina, right? If you got cold from being too cold, got a flu from a cold, then what do? Then you take bishra shemena, fatty meat, agumre, right? You roast it as well. V'chumre chaya. Now you don't take old wine, you take live wine, new fresh wine. That's chayav below mizikach without diluting it. So the first one was chamre marka, where you heavily diluted wine. Here it's chamre chayav, undiluted wine.
Well,
Rashi said kachush. Rashi said kachush. What is kachush? Kachush is like weak. Kachush means weak. I said bishra shmeina means fatty. I realized that as well. No, Rashi said kachush. So kachush means weak. So I don't know what's weak meat, fatty meat, or maybe weak meat, lean meat. I don't know. Or maybe it's the other way around. Whatever. Okay, you're right. It's important. This, you're right. You don't want to make the mistake and take fatty meat to take lean meat. I agree with you. Should be more particular about it. I apologize. Right? If you're going to use this recipe, just check it up first. Which meat you're going to use? Okay. But you're probably right. Kachush means weak. So it probably means like wheat as opposed to fatty. Now that I see the fatty meat here, the other one probably means lean of meat. Agree. How did that translate in English? Lean meat. I say lean meat. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Right? Bishop Shemayn Agrum El Chalchay. Rav Amram Chassida, I can bring the story of Rav Amram Chassida, ki ava mitzarin lei bei Reish Galuta. Listen to this. Rav Amram Chassida, the Reish Galuta guys, the guys who worked for the Exilok, they would give him a hard time. Why are they giving him a hard time? We're going to see tomorrow an amazing story about Rav Shesh. They're going to try and kill him. But look over here. It says, mitzarin lei ha'avadi, the third last narrow lines of Rashi. Mibnei Shayach Chassid, the parush, he was a holy guy, and one of the parush pushing right, very like and machmir alei bisuri, and he, I don't know if he was the mashgiach there, whatever, but he had very high standards. They were enough, fed up with this guy. He made a life of misery. So havu magnulei atilga, they would tie him to sleep, as they make him sleep like in a cold room or something. I'm not sure, right? There's a mesorah shasa, that says kulei lilia the whole night. Magnulei atig lekor the whole night. The machr amle, then finally morning they say to him, "My nichad elamad leitle, what can we bring you, Mister, to make you feel better?" Now we saw a moment ago that if it's cold, so you want fatty meat, right, and undiluted wine. If it's for the heat, you want lean meat and diluted wine. So he says to himself, "Amar," he says, "Honey," he called them in lehu meipach ap. Whatever I was going to give you the opposite. So now he's clever. So amar lehu bishra sumka agure v'chamirak. He says, "You know, bring me lean meat." Highly diluted lean meat and diluted wine. So I to lay in Ubisha Shman, they brought in fatty meat, Agumura Vachamacha, and undiluted wine. Go exactly what you wanted. Right, Shama Yalta. So Yalta, look at Rashi, this is also important Rashi. This Yalta, who was Yalta? Yalta was Eshet Rav Nachman. Vehi Bat Hanasi. She was the Bat of the Nasi. Vehesh Rav Abaitin. She was a Chashuva woman. Can you remember how Orba wrote him in Besechet Chulin? Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Bein Nesia. He was married to Yalta. It was the woman. So she's an important woman on both sides. On the one hand, her father's the Nasi and her husband's the Daya. Alright? So she gets very angry. And she brings up Amram Chasida, right, to the bathhouse, lebei masvata, umok bilei b'mayed lebei masvata, she's in the water, ad de mahapchei mayed lebei masvata v'avudama. I suppose the water from all this meat that he'd been eating and whatever it was came like red. V'kai bishrei pshitei pshitei, and his skin, says Avia, was baharot agulo. What does it mean? Like he had like a mumps, like a measles. What does English there say? They give an English there for pshiti pshiti?
Blotches.
Alright. So that's the story. Rav Yosef, yes. It says, yeah, it says baharot agulot. Rashi says, yeah, like round, like bubbles or blisters or whatever. So the Gemara is another story here. Rav Yosef, yasek berichya. When Rav Yosef was cold, so what would he do? He'd go and work on the grinding press. Look at Rashi. He wanted to sweat and get the cold out. Rav Sheshe would go and said, "Kol Moshe." He'd carry beams around, and he said, "Amar gedola malacha shemechamem et ba'aleh." Says the work is good because it heats you up, and it's like sweat the cold out. It's strange, eh? Because to this day you have people who say you got to like sweat out the cold. It's such a concept. When a guy gets a cold, you got to sweat it out. See, like this is what they're going to speak about over here. Amar Rashi galut Rav Sheshe. So now he has a story of Sheshe. Reish Galuta, who was like the Nasi, right? I don't the Nasi. He was, in Bavel, even in Bavel, you had, during the time of the Gaonim, so you had it was all run by like a there's a word for it, where it's run by a group of three people. You had two Gaonim and the Reish Galuta. And you always had to have like there was always agreements between who would choose the Reish Galuta, who would choose the Gaon, and you'd always make sure there was like some sort of balance between them. That's how Bavel was run. So the Reish Galuta was like the governor. Let's say he had authority. So Rav Sheshet now, Reish Galuta says to him, the Nasi was in Eretz Yisrael, and in Bavel you had the Reish Galuta. So Reish Galuta says to Rav Sheshet, "Why don't you have eaten us, Mister? My time lo side mar gavan." So I can't trust your workers. They have got no problem with every minachai. She says, "What are you talking about? Me? You want to? I'll prove to you. I'll show you right now. I'm going to show you." So Rav Sheshe says to his shamus, "Zil genov, aitli chadakare michevata." He says, "Go into the kitchen now, the Reish Galuta, in their kitchen of the governor's kitchen, and steal me one of the legs of the animal." They killed the animal, they shechted the animal, they had their legs all there. "Take a leg for me." So I brought it, so Amar Lehu. Ahad muli had made the chevata. He says, "Now he says to Reish Galuta, Sidulu fanai, nitchea behemal nitchea." He says, "Go and bring me, let them now lay out for me all the pieces of the animal that they've killed." I took klat kare, I laid them out. He said, "I got three legs." And right, or to the kavei, stay as you find him. So Amar Lehu said to them, "Rav Sheshet, ha bala shosha gadim abai. This animal only have three legs. Where's the fourth leg?" So psok ay tu chanima. They went and took a chop of another animal that was alive and brought it and they put it there. He has the fourth leg. So or to the kavei, put it there. Amar Lehu Shammai said to Shammai, "Otvei nami lach tidach. Bring us the az. Go get az. Otvei brings it." So Amar Lehu Rav Sheshet says to the guys, "Hai bat chamesh regalim abai. This animal have five legs." So Amar Lehu, so the Reish Galuta realizes that not so passionate over here. So he says, "Iach, you know what? Liavdu kamei de mar b'lecho. Let your Shabbos be the mashkiach. You go supervise the food and we'll eat." He says, "You know what? I'm lelechai. No problem. We'll carry on tomorrow."